Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to the program. It is February 8th, February 9th. can't even have a dramatic opening like that. Just to get 2008. Nope, 2009, and I'm freezing. They left the air on in this studio overnight, and it's free. I'm freezing. If you go to extremepolitics.com, if you go to zerofiltered.com, you could actually see me freezing. I'm literally freezing. You can watch me freeze. I'm sitting here. I got my hands in my lap. I'm like in a football stadium in Green Bay in the middle of December. I'm freezing on here, very uncomfortable. I need them to turn the air down. I wish I knew where the remote control was because I'm freezing. So, well, you know what? It's voting day. It's voting day. If you live in New Hampshire, you're going to the polls, and it's freezing there. So, see, we're kind of in tune with the people of New Hampshire. They're cold. I'm cold. They're voting. I'm not voting, but mentally, I am voting. Mentally, we have a mind meld going on. Okay, we have a mind meld going on. So. We're all in sync here. Yes, today's the New Hampshire primary. You know, interesting. I was watching CNN before we went on, or MSNBC, one of them. And they had John Sununu on giving his little take, talking about who he thinks is going to be the winner. And they asked him about Trump. And he said, and this is interesting. This is the narrative now. And I don't want to jinx anything because we thought DT was going to win in Iowa, and it didn't pan out. But the new narrative is, okay, Donald Trump looks like he's going to win, but if he doesn't win by at least 20 points, it's a loss. What the hell kind of narrative is that? What is that? So now what you see with the pundits, and I guess John Sununu is now a pundit, how that is, you know, somebody who was in the government is now considered a pundit. He's considered no different than a Rachel Maddow, but whatever. So now the narrative is, well, yeah, Trump looks like he's going to win. The good money is him finishing first, but come on. He's been leading in the past 6 months up here by as much as 30 points. And if he comes in with a 5-point win or a 6-point win, that's really a loss. I'm flabbergasted. I literally am flabbergasted. Now, if Trump wins, it's really not a win. Now, if he wins, it's really not a win. Oh, man. What a... So, you know. So in the Iowa caucuses, Marco Rubio finishes third, and that's a win. So Rubio finishes third, but that's a win. Bernie Sanders finishes second, but that's really a win. because it was neck and neck with Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump finishes second in Iowa. It's the most votes anybody's ever gotten in an Iowa primary up there next to the winner, Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz gets, what, 50,000 votes? And there's, you know, shenanigans. It's not necessarily a clean victory. You had the voter violation flyer that made its way out there. You had the Ben Carson controversy. You know, you had a win that had some tarnish on it. And nonetheless, Trump's a loser. what a just a wicked, wicked, wicked media. Seriously, a wicked, wicked media. It's amazing. That's the narrative. That's what they're getting ready for. That's what the pundits are getting ready for. God forbid, seriously, God forbid, and I know all the pundits, the media, Hollywood, everybody is praying that Trump loses tonight. And if he loses, forget about it. Forget about it. You want to talk about doomsday scenarios? If he loses, it's a doomsday scenario. If he wins, it's half a doomsday scenario. Like I said, John Sununu's already setting it up. He's already teeing it up. Well, unless he wins by 2025, it's really a loss. That's like saying the Denver Broncos didn't win the Super Bowl. Well, they won, but they really didn't win because their offense wasn't real good and they needed their defense to carry them to the championship. That's really not a win. That's really not a win. Amazing. So the pundits say Trump has to win by more than 20 points or it's really not a win. So there you go. It's a totally different set of rules when it applies to Trump. Just like the media coverage last night, and it was all over the Twitter sphere. It was all over the online papers like HuffPost that rag Washington Post, our Time, whatever the hell, New York, that Trump used a dirty word at a rally. I literally watched Rachel Maddow. I literally watched Rachel Maddow do like this breaking news, you know, on her program. She, you know, spews out all of her liberal positions. And every so she has breaking news. So she goes, I have breaking news. Something very shocking. Something very controversial has happened at a Donald Trump rally. When we come back from break, we'll get to it. And I'm thinking, oh man, what, you know, what doomsday scenario is she gonna, you know, burst on the scene with? What is she gonna say? So she comes back and goes, I want you all to take a look at what just happened at a Donald Trump rally. Now, very, very vulgar language was used. I'm warning the viewers. Let's go to that right now. We just got this tape. And I literally went, dummy, I just seen this on Anderson Cooper. It's really not exclusive. I guess it's exclusive for you. I guess it's exclusive for you and your crowd. But it's not exclusive for me because Anderson Cooper just played it. And the tape I'm talking about, this controversial, this edgy, this vulgar. So Trump is at a rally in New Hampshire. And this just shows how they frame things that go on with Trump. Because the headline on HuffPost and the headline on the Yahoo news and so forth is Trump uses the P word at rally. Trump uses vulgarity at rally. So that's the narrative. And that's what Rachel Maddow says. So her exclusive video shows Trump at this rally. And he's talking about all the candidates. Rubio. Christie. Cruz. And as he starts talking about the debate, and if people watch the debate and what they thought about the debate and so forth and so on, a woman from the crowd screams out, "Ted Cruz is a pussy." And the crowd starts to laugh. And it's not a small section of laughter. It's like front row heckling laughter. And that catches a little fire, and other people start laughing because people go, what happened? What's puss? Oh, yeah, that girl right there screamed puss. So it's voters. It's a group of voters, and it starts to spread. And Trump is taken off guard, and he starts laughing. So he does his, "I can't believe what you said." You know, that's a bad word. Don't say that. I can't believe what you just said. So now other people who didn't hear it are like, "What did you say?" Trump goes, "Say it again. Just say it. And she screams out again, "Ted Cruz is a pussy." And now the crowd erupts even more. They start laughing. And now Trump walks away from the microphone laughing, like, oh, so he comes, he's like, "Oh my gosh, I can't believe, I'm not going to repeat that because that's not political. Okay. All right. You want to know what she said? Okay. I can't believe you said this. Now don't say that again. Okay. She said, Ted Cruz is a pussy. And now the crowd starts just erupting in laughter. They start chanting Trump, Trump, Trump. I mean, 5,000-6,000 people are there. That was the video. And then it goes back to Rachel Maddow, and she has this look on her face. She has this look on her face, okay, that somebody said to her, "Hey, Rachel, you're going to have to wear a dress tonight. You're going to have to wear a different colored suit. You can't wear the black suit, okay? Hey, Rachel, you're going to have to put some makeup on. We're sorry. You just need to do." That's the look she had. There you go. She goes, "There you go." And that is the front runner for the Republican nomination. And we'll be right back. Like she's just so beside her. I mean, just disgusted. I mean, that was, oh my God. So that's the narrative. Donald Trump says pussy. Donald Trump uses vulgar. The context of the conversation was not explained. The context of how this came about was not shown. The narrative from that point that you see on the headlines Rather, it's the Yahoo is Donald Trump uses the P word. And then from that point forward, all the clips that you now see is just Donald Trump going, okay, all right, I'm just going to say, all right, Ted Cruz is a pussy. Again, it's a totally different set of rules. It really is. It's a totally different set of rules. What's applied to Donald Trump versus everybody else. Totally, totally. I mean, you know, it really is. It reminds me when Trump was doing a rally months ago and somebody in the crowd stood up and said, hey, I just want to know what you're going to do about them Muslims. Because you know our president is one. And Trump goes, oh, man, like I need this question. Yeah, go ahead. Keep going. Yeah, they got all these camps and they got all these. And Trump goes, You know what? I'm going to look into that. We're going to do something about it. And the media lost their minds. People were appalled. He should have denounced that guy. He should have done what John McCain did. He this is disgusting. How could he just what? And then a week later, Hillary Clinton is in a town hall rally, town hall setting, and a guy stands up and says, you know, Hillary, I just want to tell you that I'm going to vote for you. But I first want to tell you about that Carly Fiorina. All right, every time I see her on TV, I just want to choke her. And everybody starts laughing. And Hillary Clinton goes, oh, I'll make sure I don't get you upset. And the media, not a peep. Rachel Maddow, not a peep. Remember, this is the same person that hugged Hillary Clinton, hugged Bernie Sanders after their debate a couple days ago. A moderator that hugs the candidates. Oh, it's all done. Oh, you did good. Let me give you a hug. Again, it's a totally different set of rules. Here you have a guy at a town hall meeting throwing out the whole Muslim talk. The president's a Muslim. There's Muslim camps. And people are appalled. And at the Hillary town hall, you got a guy saying he wants to kill Carly Fiorina. And it's laughter. They say Hillary Clinton is going to lose by 30, 40 points in New Hampshire. And you don't hear anybody going, that's it. It's over. It's done. What you're hearing is, well, you know, it's Bernie Sanders' town. It's his neighbor. Of course he's going to win. And this will be the only state that he wins because from here, Hillary has it locked up. It's over. Donald Trump, oh, he doesn't win by 30. It's a loss. If Hillary doesn't win, not a big deal. If Donald Trump wins, but only by a small margin, then he lost. Donald Trump has fans, has supporters screaming that Ted Cruz is a pussy. Donald Trump makes a shtick out of it. Thousands and thousands of people at his rally laugh. And that's outrageous. The newspapers called it outrageous. The internet newspapers, outrageous. Rachel Maddow, outrageous. Joan Walsh, Joan Walsh, who blocked me. She used to work at Salon.com. I think she's over at The Nation now, I think it's called. She actually blocked me like a month ago. She doesn't like me tweeting to her. She doesn't like me tweeting articles to her. That's the liberals for you. They will criticize everybody. But the minute you criticize them, oh, they freak. They hide. They scream, foul. But I seen her commenting on another pundit, Josh Barrow. She was outraged. I can't believe Trump said that. I can't believe Trump said that. And I can't believe Trump said that. How could he say that? How could he say that? And yet, Madeleine Albright, and we'll get to that. I got a sound clip on that. But yet, Madeleine Albright basically tells, and she is a former Secretary of State, she basically tells all the women in the nation, if you don't vote for Hillary Clinton, you're going to burn in hell. and the liberals are like, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. Telling you, it's a, you know, I don't, telling you, man, it's different set of rules. It really is. It's different stuff. Can you imagine if some Trump surrogate, can you imagine if some Trump surrogate stood up and said, hey, all you white men, okay, all you white men, if you don't vote for Donald Trump, if you don't vote for your own kind, you're all going to burn in hell. Oh, my God. Forget about it. Forget about it. Seriously. it's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. This set of rules. It's weird. It's just weird. It's bizarre. And it's exactly what's wrong with our country. It really is. And when people like me say this, you have individual. Oh, what? What are you kidding me? Look at the stock market. Look at the unemployment. Listen, unemployment's a bogus number. Everybody knows that. It's a bogus number. Doesn't count the people who have stopped looking for work. Everybody knows that. What's wrong with this country is the Joan Walshes, the Josh Barrows, this double standard, this your position is wrong, our position is right. Your statements, your supporters, your language, your actions are wrong. Our actions, our supporters, our statements, they're right. Regardless if they're similar, regardless if they're on the same ballpark, but because we have some elitist attitude, some elitist stance, some holier than thou. We're the ones that are right. Seriously, the whole exchange I'm talking about, the whole exchange about the Trump rally where he used vulgarity. He used vulgarity. Joan Walsh actually said, I saw what he did totally different. He was enjoying it. And he didn't have to repeat it and let the crowd cheer. Like, that was outrageous. That was outrageous. And this is the same group of liberals. This is the same group of leftists. This is the same group of activists that have no problem with Obama speaking at a mosque that has terror ties, that had imams in that mosque preaching death to Jews, death to America, had imams that were part of the Muslim Brotherhood. Amazing. Amazing. That was never, ever, 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 ever said. Ever said. On any of the talk shows. Rather it's MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNBC. None of the newspapers. People like Joan Walsh, Josh Barrow, none of them, none of them talked about the history of the mosque that Obama visited. None of them did. They ignored it. They ignored it. They pretended as if Obama went to a mosque just like George Bush Jr. did. And that's what they kept saying. Why are the crazy Republicans getting upset about Obama going to visit a mosque when it's exactly what George Bush did? These Republicans are crazy. They're racists. Like I said, different set of rules, and especially when it comes to Trump. Rules, schmules. It's a different game. It's a different game. They changed the game out. So Joan Walsh, Josh Barrow, the entire cast of media a-holes led by Rachel Maddow are outraged at a rally because a woman is screaming out, Cruz is a pussy, and Trump uses it as comedy shtick. They are outraged. But Obama, he could speak at a terrorist mosque. That's not a big deal. Seriously, that's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Not a big deal. Hillary Clinton has supporters talking about murdering women. It's not a big deal. It's just insane. It really is. It's just insane. It's just insane. I don't know how we're ever going to make it back from where we are. I seriously don't see it. It's going to be this constant battle. It's going to be this constant struggle. I don't see how we are ever going to win. My Republican friends, I don't see how we will ever win. They own the media. And like I've said before, Fox doesn't count. Because Fox really is not that conservative. Okay? That's really this misconception that the media has spun. That Fox is this ultra right wing lunatic fringe. And the rest of the media is just basically counterbalancing their crazy talk. That is a misnomer. Okay? That's a misnomer. It's just not the case. It's something that the media, state-run media, has set up. It's a narrative they have set up to kind of try to blind you from the fact that everything you watch, everything you read is controlled by liberals, by a leftist agenda. Even the sports you watch is a leftist agenda. The sports you watch is a leftist agenda. Hold on. They're filled. The sports you watch, everything. I don't know how we take it back. And let's face it, we're never going to. We're not. We're never going to. We aren't. We're never going to take it back. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, we get the White House. Let's just say we get the White House. We are going to have, whether it's state-run media, internet, state-run sports, we are literally going to have every deck stacked against us. Every playing field switched at the last minute. If we think it's white, they're going to tell us it's black. If we think it's day, they're going to make it be night. This is going to be a constant struggle. And as long as you have liberals, as long as you have your Joan Walshes, your Rachel Maddows, your state-run media, as long as you have all of these people working together and telling generation after generation that they are the victims, that their crummy lot in life, whatever it is because of someone else, because of that white Republican. And as long as you have the Walshes, the Maddows, the Lawrence O'Donnells, the Zuckerbergs, the Katzenbergs, long as you have this steady flow of leftists literally poisoning that water, it's only going to get worse. I mean, if you think about it, millennials have been hearing this message since they were 10. I mean, they've been hearing it all their lives, but I mean, who remembers anything when you're 5? Who remembers anything when you're 6? 10, I guess, is around the time you remember things. Like, what, 15, 18 years ago? I mean, I can hardly remember something from 10 years ago. But millennials have been getting this constant barrage of liberalism. And as they get older and they have a child, that child is going to get a constant barrage of liberalism. Because all these millennials who've been indoctrinated into this warped, victimized, I am a victim, it's, you know, rather it's Islamophobia, homophobia, fatophobia, a bad grade phobia, bad boss phobia, everything that is bad in their life is not because of them, it's because of someone else. They didn't get an A on their test because their teacher didn't like them. Why didn't their teacher like them? Because the teacher's a racist. He doesn't like Indians. The teacher doesn't like Hispanics. The teacher doesn't like Asians. The teacher doesn't like blacks. Yeah, but the teacher's black. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He doesn't like his own people. Well, the teacher's a woman. Well, exactly. And she's going to burn in hell because she doesn't stand with women. Okay, all right. So there is no wall. There is no wall being put up to say, all right, no more. Stop. Stop with these ideas. Stop. This generation has been brought up in this environment, playing this cryptic double standard world, and it's only going to get worse. I don't see how we ever change this course. I don't see how we ever change this course. It's just going to be people like me that have this voice, and we're going to constantly preach to a choir. Going to constantly preach to that choir. And that message will always be stifled because that choir doesn't have the platform that the liberal choir has. They have the bigger platform. They will always have the bigger platform. Because I don't see in any near future ABC, CBS, Twitter, Facebook. I don't see in any immediate future these corporations all of a sudden having conservative views. Don't see it. Don't see that happening. Do not see that happening. You know, Facebook is the number one way people communicate as far as a social media platform. And you can't get more liberal than Mark Zuckerberg. You think Mark Zuckerberg is looking to create a conservative environment with Facebook? You think Mark Zuckerberg is looking to create a conservative legacy? Hell no. Hell no. Think there's some conservative billionaire that's popping up and purchasing Facebook, purchasing Google, purchasing, yeah, hell no. Hell no. And Fox News, News Corp, Rupert Murdoch, he's not conservative. He's an open borders guy. He's an open borders guy. There's nothing conservative about Rupert Murdoch. There's nothing conservative about News Corp. There's nothing conservative about the Fox News empire. It's a gimmick. It's a gimmick created by Roger Ailes. When he saw the success of the Rush Limbaugh show, and when he saw the success of a conservative talk radio with Rush Limbaugh back in 88, he sat there and said, okay, how do I bring this to a visual medium? How do I make this program? How do I take this and put it on television? If this guy is making tens of millions of dollars, if this guy has an audience of 15, 20, 25 million people, how do I take this and create a channel? How do I take this and make programming that you could actually sit and watch? You don't have to be on your radio. You don't have to be in your car. You could actually sit and watch. How? That's exactly what Roger Ailes did. That's exactly what Roger Ailes did. He created a gimmick. It's not a way of life. Fox News isn't a way of life. It's a gimmick. Megyn Kelly's not this uber conservative. She's not this ultra conservative woman. Bill O'Reilly, the guy who's doing dirty talk, the guy who's talking about using loofahs in very intimate places with women, a guy who was the host of Current Affair. Are you kidding me? He's no uber conservative. Greta Van Susteren? It's part of the Church of Scientology. What, are you kidding me? Are you nuts? You're no Christian conservative if you're part of the Church of Scientology, okay? It's a gimmick. It's a gimmick. It makes money. We have no hope. I'm telling you. We have no hope. It's always going to be this battle. It's always going to be this battle. People like me saying what we say, and we will forever be drowned out by state-run media and the leftists that control it. And it's a shame. And the only thing we could do is fight and fight and fight and take our shots. Take our shots. Point out this hypocrisy. Point out this insanity. Do exactly what I did. Say Trump gets punished for this, Hillary Clinton gets a pass for that. Obama can speak at terrorist mosques, but Trump can't use the word pussy after supporters are screaming and using the word pussy. And it's a woman, besides. Madeleine Albright can talk about hell for women who don't support women. Forget the qualifications. You just got to support another woman or you're going to hell. It's insane. It's insane.